And we're there. We're on the air. That's great. Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Vance Stevens in Al Ain, United Arab Emirates. And as I usually do here on Sunday, I generally meet these wonderful people that you see down at the bottom of the screen. And it's for learning together. Today, we have Mubarak Akadar, who is joining us from Morocco. And he's the new chief head coordinator. I don't know, Nina can correct me on the job title. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the head coordinator of EVO, Electronic Village Online, for 2016. And he's introducing some interesting ideas into what's always a learning experience for us. So anyway, I'll let him introduce himself and say, oh, and I also need to tell you that today is May 24th, 2015, in case you didn't already know, or in case you're listening to this a month from now and want to know when this took place. Yeah, sure. Okay, so anyway, maybe one more announcement. If you're listening to us in the stream, we have a full Hangout, but if you want to, you can interact with us in the chat wing. The chat wing is at chatwing.com/VANCESTEV. And if you interact with us there and let you know that you would like to join the Hangout, then somebody might volunteer to leave. Not everybody wants to stay the whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Okay. Sanya, I'm going to mute you as well. You can just unmute yourself when you need to speak to us. Okay. Mubarak, welcome. Nice of you to join us. How are you today? And Mubarak is having connection problems, and he's popped out. So maybe, why don't everybody can you can unmute one at a time and come on, say hi to us. Here's Mubarak. Hi, Nina. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Nina. I know almost everybody here, so you all know that I live near Washington, D.C., where it's a beautiful day, and I am retired. I do not have to go to work tomorrow, not just because it's Memorial Day. I don't have to go to work on Tuesday either. So I'm home celebrating.
Nina, you look very relaxed and smiling. And that's Nina Liakos, in case anybody needs to know. Would anybody else like to introduce themselves?
I'd just like to welcome Nina to the retired club.
Thank you. I hope my retirement.
It's wonderful. Okay, when I retired 6 years ago, I said now I'm part of AR, and in Portuguese that is Alegres Reformados, happy retirees.
Oh, if I could just pronounce it, I would be part of it.
I'll teach you one day. Okay, one of these days. Okay, I'm going to mute myself.
That was Teresa Almeida de Ja from Portugal. Anybody else would like to say hello before we get started?
Oh, come on, say hello, people.
Okay, well, I'd like to welcome Arthur Oglesby, who is a denizen of one of our MOOCs, probably RISO 15. Are you taking RISO 16 now, Arthur?
Yes, if I know how to unmute, but I didn't learn it last time I was with you.
You're there. Okay. Great to see you. Claire Braden Siskin is with us. Claire, I don't know if you've got a mic going. Elizabeth Hanson-Smith has joined us. Would you like to say hi?
Yeah, maybe a little noisy because I just took off the earphones so I could hear you from all parts of the room. But I want to say hi to everybody. And it's good to see you retired, Nina. That's so terrific. Congratulations. And some of my old Webhead friends here, Claire and Tare.
Young ones as the baby.
Okay, I won't take up too much time because it looks like Mubarak is back online.
Yeah, and Jose Antonio is here from Brazil. Mike is working okay, Jose?
Hello, everybody. Okay, this is José Antonio. I'm in Brasília, Brazil. Okay, it's a beautiful sunny day here. Okay, our winter is coming, but we really don't have winter. Okay, it's great to know that Nina is retired, you know. Yeah, she's... I wish I were retiring myself, you know, still have some years to work. It's very nice to be here with everybody. Okay, hello everybody. Okay, I mean, I think I know everybody, almost everybody here. Okay, goodbye.
Okay. Do you know Morteza from Iran?
Morteza? Morteza. Yeah.
It looks like his video might be frozen. He might be having connection problems. Sanya? Sanya from... Where exactly?
From...
Serbia, right?
From... Yes. Oh, Sanya, you just... Now you're Sanya? Fine. Yes, Sanya, do you want to say hi? Okay, we heard you for a second there. Meanwhile, we've lost Mubarak again. So if anybody's listening to the stream, we have some places. We have places because it's kind of dropping out.
Did I manage to unmute me?
Yes, got you.
I'm from Croatia. Wanted to say hello, yes, from Croatia, neighbor to Serbia.
Sorry, so sorry.
Never mind. Just wanted to say hello and congratulations, Nina. You look so relaxed.
Oh, nice thank to see you very you. Much. So I am relaxed, and I have my best friend visiting me for 5 days, so I'm a happy camper.
That's great. So great to be with you. And Mark is here. Can't wait to hear him. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Actually, Mubarak. Mute myself again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, Arthur, you might have missed this, but when you're not talking, if you could mute your mic, then there won't be any interference with the sound.
And remind me how to do that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Are you on
an iPad?
Or
iPad.
On an iPad. Touch the screen, and then you should get a mic control, and you can just mute yourself. There you go. You found it. Okay. Well, Mubarak, while you're here, let's get you on stage. How are you doing? He generally has a little, little delay sometimes. Seems to be having some connection problems. Seems it was working fine earlier, of course. A couple of weeks ago was Ayat Tawil, kept having trouble getting connected. She finally managed it on an Android device or something like that. Anyway, she got herself in that way. Mubarak is unmuted. Can you hear us, Mubarak? This is audio is gone. Okay. Oh well. Anyway, well maybe we could introduce EVO Electronic Village Online. All of these people here have some. Have you heard of EVO Electronic Village Online, Arthur? Arthur was a companion.
Yeah, I did hear about it.
Yes. Okay. Do you have any questions about it that you'd like to ask the panel of experts here?
No, I'll just try and watch quietly.
Okay. What are people planning for EVO? How are you getting on with Trello, by the way? How do you like Trello?
I'm a little overwhelmed with Trello because I'm not at my computer as much these days, and I come back and I have like 50 notifications, and I'm wondering if having these email notifications is the best way to keep updated, or if it's easier to update in Trello itself the way it's easier to update in Google Plus communities. Any thoughts?
Is there a way to turn notifications off?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, well, that would be something you could, I guess if someone finds out how to do that, we should we should do it. Yeah, I found watching the tutorial to be quite helpful. Have you seen the tutorial?
I watched the first one that Elizabeth Ann shared with us, and I haven't watched the second one. I love the checklists. I love how you can put down, okay, we need to do this and this and this and this and this, and then check them off as you do them. I like that. I don't know if you can reorder the things on the list.
I think you can. From the tutorial, it seems like you could drag and drop things on the checklists.
But I'm a little bit, it's kind of like how people feel with Google communities. I think I'm a little bit afraid of missing something that's new. You know, once I've looked at that notification, if I don't have time to deal with it right away, other than holding it in my email inbox and starring it, I don't know if there's a way to easily go back to where I need to be. So I feel a little bit tentative. I love the idea.
I want to do a shout out to Mubarak, who's in the Hangout, in the text chat, and has no audio. Maybe one possible solution would be to go out and come back in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people here. So if you did it quickly, you might still get back in. We're streaming on WebEd.
What if we tried to go to Illuminate instead?
That would be...
That's way too complicated.
I suppose we could if we actually can't get in, but
if somebody else appears while he's out, I will leave so he can get back in again. Arthur just left.
I've got him in the text chat. Let me see what he's
saying. Okay, now we're small, so he has lots of space to come back in.
Yeah. Hey, Jose, what do you think about Trello? Have you tried it? Or Elizabeth?
Unmute, guys.
Yeah, hi, Vance. Well,
hi.
I'm trying Trello. I found it... let me just put my mic here. About the notifications, you know, I managed to use it quite successfully, because whenever I have a notification, I open it in my computer or in my iPad, and I can see the message, chat, and reply. You know, it's not that easy, you know, but I'm managing.
Yeah,
and I really like the idea, you know. It's a good idea, I think, that we move to Trello.
Well, I don't know if we're moving to Trello or adding Trello.
I find the things more easily organized, you know. I like the way you can create cards there. I really like it. I think I might be in a session with Mubarak about it. It would be good, because then I'll learn more.
No, that was the idea. There's Mubarak. He's just got back.
He's got a voice.
And I guess we should say, while he's joining us, that Trello is a...
Hello.
Yes. Very echoey. Very echoey, Mubarak.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Now it's fine.
Oh, all right. Oh, my God.
Okay, some background noise.
All right, so,
it might be from Morteza. I'm going to have to mute
just
Morteza.
Echo this. This is my echo coming from here. I'm going to mute it.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
I'm terribly sorry about this.
Hello. Don't worry. It happens occasionally.
It's okay, Mubarak. It's happened to all of us. Join the club.
You know, I have to use Hangout using a virtual private network.
Yes.
I get kicked out of Hangout often by the UAE. You know, if I use my VPN, it's fine.
It's really frustrating to have such a connection, you know, connection problems.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Hey. If this happens again, let's communicate in that little
can text you hear
chat
me?
Beside. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, yeah, now I can see you.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. I'm very sorry for this inconvenience. Technological glitches are all the time frustrating, especially when the internet connection is slow. You know, it's difficult to catch up with activities and to do what we want to do. Our plans are a lot. Okay. So welcome, everybody. I'm very glad. I'm very excited to be among you today to talk a little about EVO and to talk about Trello. So very familiar faces, especially Teresa, Nina, GA, Sanja, and Elizabeth, and okay. So these are the web heads who encourage you to go ahead and to carry on with the voluntary work within the community of webheads. Well, to tell you a little about my beginnings with EVO, I had just told Vance that contact with EVO and webheads was with Tina.
Mubarak.
Yes.
Your audio is, I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of slow. And I was wondering if you turned off your camera, if you might get better audio. You want to try that?
Okay, this is a good idea. All right. What about now?
I think that's better.
All right.
Talk for
that's
a little
great.
Bit.
All right. This is much better. Thank you for the tip. Well, I said I joined the Tips and Tricks with David Tynet. Wynet, I think. Wynet. Yeah. And Ali Boumoussa, who were the first to encourage me to go through the learning communities online. Well, after that, I joined the Becoming a Webhead with Teresa and Daphne and the group. It was really the great influence came from that group. Okay, so Becoming a Bo. So I joined there in 2008, 2009, and in 2010, I became Teresa and Daphne invited me to moderate the session, so it was a great success. For me, it was really a great achievement. Of course, they boosted my online learning. I was very glad to, yes, thank you, Teresa. I'm very happy for that. Yeah, and, this year, 2 years ago, I mean, last year, Nina invited me to join the coordination team. So I was also at the same time nervous and thrilled, and I didn't know how it looks like. So it was a successful experience. I always felt I didn't do all what I should have done. You know, I always wanted to give more. And Nina invited me again to the lead coordinations, which I appreciated very much. I was frankly very nervous and let's say worried if I would succeed or not, you know, that anxiety of starting a new mission. Anyways, the help and the guarantees and the comfort of the friends and the of the team, especially GA, Nina herself, Elizabeth Hansen, and all the friends, all the team members were encouraging me to carry on. So I did. Now, for the vision, we have usually in projects such as this one, we talk about vision and mission. Now, the vision of Webheads is already stated by Vance and as the let's say the father of Webheads. I mean the vision of sharing and caring. So it's already a philosophy in life that goes within the educational framework. So it's something which is really a global experience because numbers, let's say a good number of teachers from all over the world enjoy this experience. And they, okay, you can find people who give without without taking anything, frankly. This is really unique as an experience for Webheads. You can find lots of online courses, but there is always something to give. You have to pay back something. Well, for the vision, it's already stated. It is the philosophy of giving. It is becoming a global citizen, global citizenship in its, let's say, highest standards. And I really appreciate that. And it's moreover, there is the trend, let's say, the standard of democracy. It's democratic. It proves that teachers from all over the world can be members, can join, can learn, can share, can take responsibilities as well. So I'm an example. I'm from Africa and I'm from the Arab world, from a developing country, but I'm encouraged to take the lead. If the community were not democratic, this would not happen. Okay, so this is about the vision. However, we always try to add, people try, or members try always to add things, to add visions, to be creative, so as to make the mission successful. Now, for the mission itself, it depends. It depends. We are doing a good job or great job, all of us, together. For me, we are all, for example, in the coordination team, we are all lead coordinators because everyone is doing things his own way within complete harmony with the others. What I just wanted to introduce is some tools to help us do the job. A tool like this Trello. Trello is, let's say, a very powerful tool to help us carry our mission in a successful way. It saves time and saves efforts, and it helps, let's say, manage the team in a very, let's say, practical way. Trello, I learned about Trello in what is called the Tech Camp, which was organized last year in Agadir. It is a city in Morocco, in the south of Morocco. It was organized by RELO, by the American Embassy in Morocco. And somebody introduced Trello. I was really fascinated by its capacities and its features. I told my friends at the team, the coordination team last year, and we started a board last year, but we were really, it was not easy to start and to work with it from the first hand. So we played with it for some time, but I think there was time constraint for not taking it as a, let's say, as a, an official tool last year. This year, Nina especially encouraged me to. She told me, well, now you can try your Trello. And of course I did. Trello, as when I introduced it, I thought it would not replace 100%, but it would help. It would help us take follow up and to take trace of the tasks. Trello is composed of three major elements: the board, the lists, and the cards. Now, when we understand the relationship between the three elements, we can easily, let's say, work with it with no problems. If you allow me, but I'm afraid, I'm now scared if my internet connection would allow it. I wanted to share the screen, but if it doesn't, well, I will try. If you find a problem in listening, then I will just give it up, and we can just talk about it. So
Don't know if you, well, go ahead and try. I don't know if you'll need a video or if it just overrides your avatar. Let's hope it does that. And yeah.
So what do you think? Shall I try share the screen or not?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mubarak is going to share his Trello window so he can show us on his computer how Trello works, which I hope will work for us.
Is it? Can you see?
No. Are you sharing?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder if you need to switch your video on. Try, just curious if there's a connection. You can put your video on and we'll see if that's controlling the switch.
Failed. Yeah, probably it's the problem of connection. So I would try. If it doesn't work, I will just leave it. We'll talk about it like this way, and we will, of course, discover that when we play with it again and again.
Okay, I'll try to follow you. I'll get into Trello and see if I can share. But anyway, go ahead. You can tell us why you chose it. You sort of covered that, but what advantages will it give us? How will it benefit us? And then how we use it?
Yeah, here, as you see it here. Okay, so the board is first place free. It means very positive for us, very useful for us as a team of volunteers. So it is composed of a board, and in each board you can create lists. Okay. Let's imagine the default board, which contains to do, doing, and done. It means things that we have to do, that we are doing, and the things that we have finished doing. Now this is a list. For example, to do is a list. Now in this list we can create as many cards as we want. When we create a card, if you can see this, when we create a card, it contains a lot of features.
Can I interrupt a minute?
Card,
we can see it.
In a card, we have.
Okay.
Can you?
What I want to tell people, what I've done is I've clicked on your icon, and this puts it in the video recording. So in the video recording, we'll see your screen share. But for the people in the Hangout, you need to click on it yourself. You need to click on Mubarak's icon, and then you'll see his screen share on the screen. But you'll need to click on his icon to get it up there all the time. Okay. Otherwise, it just comes on when you're speaking. Okay. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Mubarak. So we see a card here.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the card, and these are the members. Now, if I want to add a member, for example, I can add it from here, and there is a list of members who who belong to the board. So I can add Nelly, I can add Daphne, I can add this.
For
I think, or Mariana. Look, I can add the members to this list. Okay, so I can see, you can see here. You can add them from here, or just from add from this plus here, and then can check the people you want to add. Okay. Like this. Now, this is about members. About labels. Labels are simply to distinguish the cards. For example, high priority. You can assign the red color to high priority, and this which can wait a bit longer, the green one, and so on. So you choose the labels that help the members to classify the cards according to their priority and importance and categories. We have the checklist. The checklist is the things to be achieved. This is the checklist. For example, here you can say you create this and you can add an item. What are the things that we have to do? And whenever a thing is done, or a task is done, then there is the bar that shows the progress of the achievement. Another thing is that for this checklist is that you can copy and paste in the, when you here, for example, you just copy the list from somewhere, you paste it here, and it almost automatically. Automatically classified into let's say what is it, into a list, into elements of the checklist. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so I said that we can copy it from somewhere, like document, Word, or something. Here for the activity, we can have the light map. Okay? We can write anything here, and we have to add. We can add an attachment, and we can mention a member by adding the @robots, and add anything or add another card probably. Now, this activity, it's like a discussion board. Okay, as you see here, we have. They're saying, I'm glad you learned, and so on. Okay, so we have discussion that is going on here. So if you want to reply to one of them, then you simply check, click reply, and you can reply to anyone who has sent a comment. Another thing is this, what is called the attachment. The attachment can be done from here. There is the attachment for the card. Or you can simply drag and drop. Okay, so you make the card smaller, and then you open the file, and then you take it with your cursor, and you put it on the place where you want it to be placed. Another thing is with pictures. Yes.
Yeah. Where are you?
Yes, Teresa.
Where are you dragging it from? This is Nina. When you drag and drop. Where do you drag it from?
Nina, you drag it from your computer.
So you'd go into your file manager? Or it has to be on your desktop?
Yes. Yeah, it depends. Can you see my desktop now?
I can see, yes.
Okay. Let me take this picture here. Take another picture, probably this one. Okay.
So does it need to be on your desktop? So you just drag the icon, or can you?
Yeah, on your desktop, or you open. Yes, that's it. You can put it in the file manager.
So I just have a little technical question. When you drag and drop, are you copy pasting or are you deleting the file from where it was, like Dropbox, for example? If you drag and drop out of Dropbox, it's not in Dropbox anymore.
No, it is still there.
It's just a copy.
It is still in Dropbox.
Okay. Well, no.
Yeah, it's just a copy. Yes.
Okay. So
at the same time, you can use the copy and paste from like the screen impression, for example. With the screen impression, you just click the screen impression and you click right, and then you paste. Let me just do it right now.
Dear Dr. Barek, I have a question.
Yes, Halima.
It's me. The last session,
we
together at Google Plus communities. I was in e-books writing and in Minecraft with Vance. Would this replace totally? It be a very convenient place for the whole information user sessions and get the holistic picture, yes? Of all information.
Sorry.
Long in this session, in one session, for example. I mean this, you too, you are demonstrating now.
I'm sorry, say, but we're using I'm not sure system. I understood what you mean.
I ask you, must we be at Google Plus community too, or no? It will be the another
no,
place.
No. Uh-huh. Independent, Halima. This Seems is independent. You can go to Trello.
Yes. It is very convenient to
it's
get...
It's similar.
Yes, I agree. Did you get my message to you about local events in ICT? I have...
Halima, that's another topic. Let's he's trying to show his fellow right now.
But sorry, Halima.
Understood.
Yeah. Just one thing, Halima. You requested to join the coordination team. I saw your request, but let's consider it for the future, inshallah. Okay, not for the time being. We can consider that in the team.
It would be not me, but guy just coming from Los Angeles. He studied 7 years. He is the moderator. I will present him next time. Thank you.
That's a team of
four. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You're welcome. You are all welcome to EVO 2016. We really would love to have your team and to learn with you, to share your experiences, and to let's say have a family together of within EVO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was saying that with the drag and drop, we have copy and paste. And all these work, and we have for the attachments, since we are still working or talking about the attachments, we can get them from Google Drive as well, from Dropbox, from computer, and from, let's say, OneDrive. Okay? So all these work. I think is the due date, which adds a deadline in any activity. So there is, let's say, a calendar for each event, for each card, and then you can add the deadline of the which is, let's say, sets the time limit for the task to be done. For the actions related to, let's say, related to the card, you can move the card from one list to another. You copy it and paste it and paste it somewhere else. I mean, you can just move it from one place to another, and you can copy it and paste it. It means copy it, make a copy of it. And you can subscribe to follow when there are, for example, lots of cards. You can subscribe to some of them. And then follow what is happening inside them. If there is anything added or any activity, then you get a notification. When a video card is over, it's not video card. When a card is over, you just archive it. Okay, you just take it out of the list if you want. Another thing, this is about, of course, the what is called the video card, the card. There are cards here. So this is if you manage to use the card, let's say, effectively, then that's the core of Trello. It is based on cards. So because the lists are made of cards, and the board is made of lists, so one gives to the other. That's great. Here we have, you can add as many lists as you want.
Okay. Still there? Lost audio? Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, we got you back. There's a question. All right. I'd like to say that Mariana Smolchitz and Daniel Bassel are both in the text chat in chatwing.com/VANCESTEV. Mm-hmm. And Mariana has a question. She wants to know about the capacity or storage in Trello. Is there any limit to what you can upload there as far as you're aware?
As far as I know, it's not limited. Especially, we have the business. They have the business plan and they have the organization plan. So, just before creating more and more, let's say, boards. For getting boards together, you need a business plan. Mm,
okay.
But for as far as one board is concerned, it's free.
Okay. Let's see. I think Elizabeth had a question.
Yes.
She said, she had a comment. She says she couldn't figure out how to put the attachment right into the text box. She uses the add attachment on the right mm-hmm. side. So the attachments are really a list rather than attached to the message. She says this is a feature she doesn't care for. Anyway, I'd like to, anybody who has a comment, please make it in voice. You're welcome to do that. Mm-hmm. So there were some other things, other questions. Nina, didn't you have some other questions earlier? It may occur to me, if I can remember what we were talking about.
I don't remember now.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, carry on, Mubarak.
Yes, okay, so this is...
Can I say something?
What I wanted to tell you. Yes, please.
Now, Nina's question, Mubarak, was if you could mute the notifications.
Ah, that was it, yes. Can you turn them off? Can you turn off the notifications?
Yes, the settings, let me just check here the settings. I think there is a parameter for name initial. No, not there. This is mine.
Yeah, I'm in mine. I'm looking for settings.
Yeah. I'm looking for the settings. Yeah.
Subscribe. Oh, I found the settings under my profile.
No, this is a card.
Actually, while you guys are looking for the settings.
No.
My question was not so much could you turn off the notifications, but could you go into Trello and get the same information so that you could ignore the notifications in email? I mean, is there a way, when I go into Trello, is it going to tell me what's new that I haven't looked at yet?
Yes, whenever it... I think that's right. Whenever you get into the board, I don't know where is this one.
Elizabeth, it's not so much
when you get into the board. Yeah, there is something wrong here. Yes,
email.
Please.
It's more that I'm trying to stay updated and keep current during a time when I'm not online very much, and I have all of these notifications building up in my email, and I don't know what's the best way to go through them, one at a time in an email, or if I go directly to Trello, is it somehow going to be made clear to me what happened since I was there last? I don't know if I've expressed that.
Yes, when you come to the board, you check the activity from the members from the board, from the members' board. For example, here, this is Jose Antonio. This is what he did for Maria. This is what she said. Okay, you can see all the notifications here.
Right in Trello. I look. Do I go into the board
in Trello?
Tell
yes.
Tell me. For that.
Can I? You can see them on the collective. On the collective this board, you can see them for on members. Everyone, you can see, for example, you just click,
And
when you go
to
Nina, you see what you've done, her participation, her activity during, her activity, all her activity, get her activity. This is what she did.
Do things come in like a blog with the most recent on the top, or like Google Plus with the most recent on the bottom?
From the top to the bottom, the last activity is at the top.
Okay, like a blog.
Okay. Yeah, Nina.
Like a blog, I think. Yeah.
Yes, what I do generally, I prefer to check the notifications from Trello itself. I click on the little bell, you know, that little bell, if it's like reddish or orange, it means you have notifications, and then you see all the activity that has happened,
okay
in the last, or the ones that you haven't seen, and then you check them, and they are unclicked.
So after you look at something, let's say I want to look at all the notifications that I missed, and I get to the third one out of 30, and I want to come back to that because there's something I want to do. Is there a way to mark it or star it so that I can look at all 30 and then go back to the 8 that I want to do something about? Or do I have to do it when I see it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about
this feature.
Yeah, we should find who's the developer and bring him onto Learning Together, like we did with Ed.
That'd be cool.
You're trying to discover the tool now. We are using the clear, say, features that we need as a team. So there are, for example, a lot of other features like connecting, let's say, the calendar, adding the calendar and so on to EVO, this is a board.
Can you sync it with the Google Calendar that you set up?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have to use the
Sorry?
Can you sync it with the Google
Yes, yes, you can. Yes, you can do that.
Awesome.
Let me say something.
Something missing here.
I just discovered how you can change the notifications. If you click on your name, you go to settings. And then on change notification email frequency, you have options like never, periodically, or instantly. So you can do that, okay?
Yes, and that's to answer Elizabeth's question, which is she'd like to have a digest. So you would set it to periodically if you want to.
Yeah, periodically, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good points because that's it is a little inconvenient to get it in email, but then you need a good navigation of the site to really sort of figure out, like Nina is suggesting. She's raising all the right issues, so I guess we can help each other to try to figure out how can we best navigate here if we don't need to do it with email, but just about the bell is a nice discovery for me. I just haven't been on the site enough, I suppose. But anyway, we're all learning it. So,
Oh, I see. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Made the board disappear.
Maybe you clicked on the red X instead.
Probably. I did something wrong.
Okay.
While it's silent, J.A., are you doing the graphic for the coordinators?
Hi, Nina. I did it already. You're coordinator emerita now. I mean, I just updated.
No, I'm not emerita. Just a coordinator. I'm you. I'm not emerita, but I just wanted you to take away my affiliation.
Yeah. I did that already. Yeah, okay. Because I updated it. I put coordinator emerita, and then I'm going to just put your coordinator.
Elizabeth. She's emerita because she doesn't mentor.
All right. Okay.
She steps in and out. I'm a coordinator. I'm here.
Just coordinator. Teacher, just coordinator. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, I posted the.
That is the graphic I created. Yeah, this is it. The last graphic you created, it's fabulous. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That's great. Okay. So you can choose, for example, move it from the cover, move from cover, get a cover. Usually it is a picture. The cover of the card, of course.
Mm-hmm.
These are the essential things, okay? So communication is going on. Here we can add, of course, more things like to send an email to the card or to publish via an email. And this is the email of the card. And for the board, it has also its email if you want to publish on the board directly. And if for this, if you want to mention a member, you just add the name of the member you want to mention, and then it is added automatically.
Daniel had a question in the text chat. He asked me if it would apply to managing something like Learning Together. And I just responded that probably not, because this is for managing a team where the people have things you want to accomplish collectively. I don't even think I would recommend it as a management of a... I mean, it's not something like Google Communities, for example, where you can successfully have a portal for your EVO session. You wouldn't see this, I don't think, I don't know. I guess my question is, would you see it as a management tool for an EVO session? Or probably not, but it's...
I think it could be a planning tool for an EVO session.
Yes, for the people who are putting it on, yes.
Exactly. And I'm thinking maybe I'm going to travel this summer, and I need to get ready a lot of different things and different aspects, and I'm thinking maybe it will help me to just use a board by myself to get used to the features.
Yes. This is
what I have to do before I go.
There are people who use it
that way.
Moreover, there are teachers who use it with the project work teaching. They do it with their classrooms. So if I saw something on a blog in which a teacher used Trello in a classroom project in which he worked every week. So he assigns for every week a kind of video card, and he makes the tasks very clear for his students, and the students respond to the card. And their management card. It has a lot of potential that can be used in the classroom as well. Okay.
You've mentioned in classes. Do people where you work use it, or are you just aware of people using it in classes in your personal learning network?
No, I'm just aware of it. No. The use of ICT in our schools is still not yet implemented. You know, it's just a dream. Mm-hmm. I just read a blog somewhere in which a teacher uses it for his project work with his classroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, maybe we can dig that out. Maybe if you send me the link, I'll put it in the show notes, if you can find it.
All right, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I will. So I hope this is just an introduction. It's not really a professional workshop for... But this is needs to, a lot of practice to us to discover the features and the potentials. For us in EVO, I'm glad a lot of members liked it and loved it. Okay, they feel comfortable with it. Of course, in the beginning it's a bit frustrating, but as soon as you get familiar with it, okay, so you love it. This is it.
Thank you, Mubarak. And I have just a question about interaction on the team. Not everybody here is on the team, but many of us are. And I haven't seen any action going on or interaction going on in the Google Plus community that was created. It seems to have moved over to the Yahoo group, or I think inappropriately to Trello, which is really not a discussion board.
I think
Trello would work a lot better if we didn't have the habit of commenting on everything that everybody else does. You know, oh, good job, I like that one. Somehow, if we could keep Trello lean and mean and just checklists and things that need to be done. I don't know if it's going to be easy to do that. But between Google Plus communities and Yahoo group, are you intending to do both of them or just one of them? Or how's that going to work?
Yeah, of course. In general, Plan B is appreciated in all technology uses of technology. Always have another plan, which is not the main. In case anything happens, you just try to use it. However, we are all discovering this tool. You had already made this comment. Elizabeth Ann and Elizabeth Hansen-Smith made the comment as well. They suggested that we keep, and I agree with all of you. I said that we have to keep Trello for the management and then keep, let's say, spare Google Plus for discussion. And we keep, let's say, Yahoo group as a potential, let's say, as a plan B for communication. What happens is that some members don't get the notifications of Google Plus. So yes, they feel all the time, let's say, lagging behind. So they loved Trello just because they get the notifications on the spot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a team is a team. We cannot, let's say, ignore anyone. We have to stay together and to do things that work for us all of us, you know.
Mm-hmm. But they haven't
hopefully
found
we can go. Hopefully, we would go back to use Google Communities for Trello for planning and management, and then keep, let's say, Yahoo group as a potential, let's say, means of communication among the groups. The group.
Maybe we should go back to Yahoo group and not use the Google Plus community. I don't know, but this is not a conversation for now, I guess.
Well, in a way it is, because these are all very good points. And you're saying that people haven't discovered how to turn the notifications off. It's when they discover that, and if they do, then the fact that you're always contacting people, the fact that people don't check their Google Plus notifications because they're not getting them is mm-hmm. because they've discovered how to turn them off, and people have to be selective, and otherwise your phone is going ding ding all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So so that's just the way we all learn to cope with these things. It's very hard, I think, to to manage something, to manage what people are going to do. You know, I'm a cat herder, right? So you have to see what people are doing, and then try to go where they are, you know. But to find out what they're doing, you have to try a lot of different tools. So I think that's what Mubarak is doing. He's
okay.
He's trying different tools and seeing what's comfortable. But that can start to scatter you. You know, you'll lose your center. You won't know where to go for the information.
Exactly. So
that's a problem that, you know, we have to work out.
Thanks.
By experimenting.
All right. Vance, can you please stop the screen sharing? I lost the icon.
You'll have to stop it. Yeah, you have to switch it off. But I've unclicked it. Yeah,
you
just click on the thing that you clicked on to turn it on. That turns it off. So the little arrow in the green background.
Yes, I think I.
There you
all
go.
All right. Yeah. Okay, line. Where is it? Yeah, stop. This is it. Okay, yeah. So I went back to the.
Bingo.
That's great.
Good.
Got it. You got it. Okay.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, so as far as, I was actually asking Mubarak about this earlier, and I wanted to ask you as part of the recording. I mean, do you consider that you have a social network strategy? You have lots of ideas for setting up Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups to spread the information about EVO.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course, we would love this, let's say, EVO 2016 to be like 2014, in which the participation was really great. You know, we need to use the Facebook as a platform for interaction among the community, learning communities. We created a page there, and we hope to spread the word in Facebook communities, you know, and in LinkedIn, and we use Twitter as well to spread the word. We would like people to join. We would like teachers from all over the world to take part in this. We encourage them, of course, to have sessions, to make their proposals, and if not, at least to hear about EVO. Maybe they would, participate or make a proposal next year or the year after. So I think we have to use the potentials that we have and the resources that we have, especially social networks. I was also thinking of the YouTube, channel and the creation of the video. That's why I told you in the beginning I would like everyone to be the lead coordinator. Everyone is able to spread the word, to create the event, and to do whatever he can to, get people, get educators participate and make proposals. Like, for example, in my case here in Morocco, there is the Moroccan Association of Teachers of English, and I will be I already presented about EVO, and I will be presenting about EVO in the ICT conference we're having next week. I will tell them, I will encourage them to join as moderators who would like to make a proposal, or as participants. So if everyone does the job in his area, in his region, that will be great.
Yeah, agree.
Thank you very much for your encouraging words for everyone who can be moderator. I do not today to be a moderator, but I hope the guy just coming from Los Angeles, being 7 years ICT specialist, and the leader of our virtual club, agree. We rewatch the recording, and then we write a new letter to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Halima.
Thank you.
Very glad to have you here. Thank you very much.
It was very nice. I like this Trello. Seems to be a good tool and not so difficult in handling. I will rewatch the recording and try to see all and read between lines, because I am not an ICT specialist. I am only a teacher, okay? Thank you very much again.
That would be great, Halima. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Most of us. Yeah. I wanted to just add a little factoid that if you change the stress on Trello and say Trello, it means crazy Trello. In Greek. Like Treli, crazy.
Yes.
Trello, she is crazy. And Trello, crazy.
Trello, yes.
How would they pronounce it, Nina? Trello or Trello?
Trello.
Trello. Yeah. Right.
So whenever I see it, it makes me think of that.
Is this English, what?
In Greek.
In Greek, yeah. Right.
No, my husband is Greek.
Oh, yeah. Trello.
Trello.
That's great.
Okay, well, I suppose we're sort of coming to a logical conclusion here. This has been Learning Together, May 24th, 2015, and we were talking with Mubarak Kadar. I think there's must be a shadow over the dead. And anyway, I'm really bad with names, by the way. Just ask any of the people here.
No worries.
I get them eventually.
Fantastic moderator, fantastic ICT guru. He explains so easily, so nice, wonderful. And I like the word RILO. Regional Linguistic Office Embassy. We have a lady. She must know. I will tell her. Thank you.
Thank you, Halima. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mubarak.
Yes.
So when the conversation...
Oh, thank you, Vance. Thank you, Vance, very much for inviting me to this great event. You know, of course, I was a bit anxious, but your presence here with Nina and Teresa and GA made things very familiar. So I'm very glad things happened this way. I'm sorry for the technological glitches in the beginning.
That's part of the territory.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, Learning Together is unique in that it's a conversation. It's not a presentation. And I think we all enjoy that. We've been doing that since 1998, just getting together on Sundays and just talking to one another and enjoying each other's company and sharing ideas and expertise.
It's really a great tradition. See, a great tradition.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
To be part of it.
And like to say goodbye
soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.